Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. Joy and excitement are contagious. A little girl walked into the classroom as excited as she could be. She had great news to share. She is now a big sister. The little girl made sure that each little friend heard about her new baby brother. She also made sure to show a picture to all the teachers and any adult willing to stop and look. Joyful, this was the attitude of the little girl. Now this is trivial news compared to the news of the reading today, the news of Jesus and salvation. The text for today gives each of us a reason to rejoice. These two verses are a beautiful illustration that focuses our vision on the cross and what Jesus has done. The Lord has taken away your punishment. Jesus died on the cross in place of all people. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection erased the punishment that is deserved, eternal death in hell. That is reason to rejoice. However, there is further reason to rejoice. Never again will you fear any harm. There is no fear of eternal harm for Christians. Jesus paid the ultimate price for our salvation. There is no worry of the enemy winning. Jesus won for us. Just like the little girl, we have great news to share. With Christmas fast approaching, we have the news of the birth of the Savior to share. What a joy that we can share the news with everyone we know. The good news doesn't just stop with the birth of Jesus. We can rejoice that Jesus lived a perfect life and sacrificed himself on the cross so that our punishment is wiped away. We pray. Arise, desire of nations, O Jesus, now appear. The hope and expectation of every Christian here. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption that sets your people free. A thought to consider. Rejoice. Take 5 minutes today to meditate on the joys of the Christmas message. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.